Unlike Jesus, Muhammad is only a human being. Though Muslims believe that he was a perfect man or follower of God. And so the believer's effort is to follow Muhammad's example. He is the model. He is the paradigm. And so many of what the practices of the Prophet, what he said and did, came to be collected, as we'll discuss later, in a corpus of traditions or narrative stories to which Muslims look. This practical orientation of Islam, then, is reflected in the remaining four pillars of Islam. And again, note the emphasis throughout now on observance, on, if you will, orthopraxy, right practice or observance, rather than necessarily orthodoxy. The second pillar of Islam is prayer or worship, salat. Muslims pray, or perhaps worship, more correctly, five times a day. Daybreak, noon, mid-afternoon, sunset, and evening. In this way, the entire day is sanctified as they remember, worship, and find guidance in God. One experiences, in a sense, the presence of God. And this is to be found and captured in the Quran, where God says, I am near, I answer the appeal of the prayerful one whenever he appeals to me. Let them respond to me and believe in me so they can be directed. Chapter 2, verse 185. In many Muslim countries, reminders to pray or calls to prayer echo out across the rooftops. The muezzin gives the call to prayer. Indeed, modern technology has developed its own novel ways of handling this. From audio and visual reminders to wristwatches, clocks in the shape of mosques. Certainly in the old days, I'm not sure today, most of them made in Japan. And computer programs. Salat or worship itself consists of recitation from the Quran in Arabic and the glorification of God. It's accompanied by standing, bowing, kneeling, touching the ground with one's forehead and sitting. Muslims can pray in any clean environment. They can pray alone or together, in a mosque or at home, at work or on the road, indoors, outside. It is still not uncommon in traveling in Muslim countries to see people stop on the street to pray at a business meeting, or to see, as I have, on an airplane, or most recently, in the British Air Executive Lounge in London, a Muslim quietly going aside to face Mecca and pray. Wherever a Muslim prays, although not required, it is considered preferable and more meritorious to pray with others. This demonstrates and reinforces the common brotherhood, the sense of belonging to a common brotherhood, the sense of common equality and solidarity of that community. When they pray, Muslims face Mecca. They face the holy city of Mecca that houses the Kaaba, the house of God, believed to have been built by Abraham and his son Ismail. Originally, Muslims faced Jerusalem. Muhammad had expected that the Jews of Medina would in time accept the message of Islam. When it became clear that that wasn't the case, Muhammad received a revelation directing a change of the direction or the Qibla, the direction for prayer, from Jerusalem to Mecca. Now, in addition to prayer five times a day, which can be carried on by the individual, by his or herself, once each week on Friday, the equivalent of the Sabbath, Muslims have a congregational prayer, the Jummah prayer. And here they go to mosque or to an Islamic center. Again, gathering every Friday. But it doesn't necessarily mean that one ceases work on Friday. This varies from country to country. So what is held in common is this obligation to the common congregational prayer on Friday. Let this take place every week in a mosque. Now, what is a mosque? A mosque or masjid literally means a place of prostration. It's a building with a flat open space for Muslims to assemble to pray. Mosques, like churches and synagogues the world over, can be small and simple, or they can be grand cathedral-like structures. Some of the largest ones occurring, for example, in countries like Saudi Arabia and more recently, the new mosque in Morocco. On one of the walls is a niche or a mihrab that indicates the direction, the Qibla of Mecca, the orientation point for prayer. Nearby is a pulpit or a minbar from which the sermon at the Friday congregational prayer is given. In the courtyard or the garden, there will be a place for the faithful to wash, to perform their ablutions or ritual purification before prayer. Shoes are removed before entering the mosque, a sacred space, reminiscent of God's command in the Bible to Moses as he approached the burning bush. Take off your shoes, for the ground on which you stand is holy ground.